Gary, I know yesterday when we talked about low scores. Scores not quite as low today, but yesterday's leaders hanging on.
Yes, I think for a lot of players, they were thinking that the second round might be moving day rather than the commonly known third round, which is still called moving day because it sets you up for the last round on Sunday. But we've seen some people making moves today which are really important. Like the most important move this morning was made by Fred Couples, who shot 65. Five and then missed a short one on 18 for 64. That moves him right into the thick of the leaders at 7 under. Kirk Triplett, who shot, oh, I hate to say it, 62 yesterday, and it could have been 61. He missed a short one on the last hole. He shot 67 today, so he still is in a god amazing low score of 129 with a par at 140. But Couples is only 4 back. Tom Lehman, who's a former major champion winner at the British Open, he's 4 back. And I got to believe that Langer, who's right now 4 back, and maybe Miguel Angel Jimenez will move up, and those two guys might be in the 7-8 under range by the end of the day because the conditions are still incredibly benign. There's a little breeze out there, but nothing like they anticipated. It doesn't look like we'll get any rain until after the players finish. So I think it's setting up for a phenomenal weekend.
And so Triplett's 129 ties a record for the first two rounds, right?
I believe so. And, of course, give him credit for oftentimes when a moderately level, talented player like Triplett, who's had some great career, really, really exceptional career, but never won a major at any level. He's had some close calls at the senior level. With he to come back with a 67 after a 62 is a major leap over that hurdle of potential troubles that a second round can often provide. So Triplett's passed his first major test, and he is the play to beat right now, unless someone else comes in with a god-amazing low score this afternoon. But I think he's got some big names who are going to be chasing him the next 2 days if form prevails with Langer and Jimenez moving up and who knows who else. It should be a wild and crazy last two rounds.
I was actually paying attention to one of the interviews, and Tom Watson said the winds you were mentioning, the benign conditions, the winds, it was breezy, but a steady breeze from the same direction, didn't have to worry about it. But he said he can't look ahead. He has to concentrate on this hole and can't plot out. What does he mean by that? He's got to pay attention right now.
Well, he has a different focus, I think, Rick, now at the age of 67. He'll be 68 September 4th. And I think he has a different approach than he might have had when he was in his prime and he was beating Nicklaus in two or three different showdowns, winning 8 major championships. You know, one of the all-time great players we have here. We were lucky he came. And lo and behold, he's gonna at almost 68, he's going to make the cut. He shot 69 today, so he's at 139. He'll easily make the cut. Maybe the oldest player to ever make a senior Open kill. We're going to look into that one.
Wow.
But I think otherwise he has a different approach to the game, I think, now than he did then. I mean, he's probably just looking at it one shot at a time rather than looking at it as one round or one tournament at a time. And he has a much different focus, I'm sure, than a Langer or a Couples. Because he's not going to be in contention, but he's trying to still have a good accounting of himself because he knows he's a legend now. He doesn't want to embarrass himself in his U.S. Senior Open.
First 4 days here, Gary, at the Salem Country Club, you've been talking about this for a year. Is it everything that you wanted?
I think so. The only thing I think we haven't gotten that we wanted was John Daly and Steve Stricker. I was shocked that one of the rookies out here on the tour, David Toms, I think he shot 7 over for the 2 days, and he's long gone. He's not going to make the cut. That was a real shocker to me. I thought he would be in contention for 2 days. One of the kids at 50 in a few months. Other than that, I would have loved to have had someone like... We're thrilled to have Faldo here, which is a bonus. We're thrilled to have everyone else we've got here. Very few misses, and we're delighted to have Couples. Couples was the big question mark back at the start of the season. And he's here, and he's healthy for what he considers healthy. And I will not be surprised if he comes back and overtakes Triplett and others and wins this championship. The way he's going.
You know, I'm listening to these media conferences carefully, Gary, and they are filled with questions about aches and pains for the senior tour.
They are, but because you'll notice that in most cases, the guys who are still playing the best, I guess Triplett's an exception. He's a little bit on the chunky side, like Colin Montgomery is, even though Montgomery seems to be having a pretty good round going today. But typically, the best players are in really good shape. Yeah. They do conditioning every morning, every night. They watch what they eat. I mean, Tom Watson's almost 68, and he looks like the exact same physique he had at 38. And Couples isn't more than a few pounds over what he was playing at the age of 30, 35. Yeah. And that's, I think, a very vital element in continuing the success out here. That leads to, their best talents still being retained in their swing and even in their mind, because a lot of this game is still mental. And these guys who are in the best shape seem to also be in the best mental shape.
Yeah. What's in the column this week, Gary?
Well, we're going to talk about Fred Couples tomorrow, because right about Fred Couples, he's in some respects, guys, saved the U.S. Open, the U.S. Senior Open, I should say, today. But getting into the contention, he is the number one headliner here. And, you know, as much as we like people like Kirk Triplett and Bernard Langer and Miguel Angel Jimenez and any of the other possible contenders, Fred's the man of the show. He's the man of the big man on the show here, and he will bring out big crowds if he can make even more improvements tomorrow, and he would bring some big crowds for Sunday.
All right, Gary, good talking with you.
Always a pleasure.